Come to amazing duo. Welcome to the amazing duo. Welcome back to Amazing Duo. This is Nick.
This is Mike.
And we took a break last week. Well, that was just because of the Super Bowl.
Yeah. So that's why we didn't do a podcast last week.
But here we are to talk about Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends, Episode 3, Season 1, Sunfire, written by Christy Marks. First aired in 1981.
Before we get into it, it was a pretty weird episode, just to tell you guys.
Yeah, and just to remind everyone out there, this show is about Spider-Man and his two superhero friends, Firestar and Iceman. Wouldn't you say they're college-age superheroes?
Well, we never see them in high school, which is kind of weird.
I think they're college-age. Anyway, and should we get into this episode? This was a very different episode. A lot of romance in it, and I think that kind of really affected the story. But why don't we start talking about it?
So I think it begins with them looking at stars. The three Spider-Man, Iceman, and Firestar. They were looking at
through a telescope.
Yeah, looking at stars, and then they found this big thing in the sky.
Huge ball of fire, like a meteorite on fire, barreling toward the Earth.
And of course, Firestar does it in like 10 seconds.
She changes her costume. And by the way, I this is the first time I've noticed how she, like almost her Batman style escape from their shared apartment. First of all, it looks like they live together in a house. All three of them.
It's really unclear. I guess they don't go to Aunt May's a lot.
I don't know if Aunt May lives there or not. Maybe we'll find that
out. Aunt May lives in a house.
Yeah. Well, this is a house too, but I don't know. But anyway, she says, I'm going to go get that meteorite. She turns into her costume. She goes through a trap door and then cut to the exterior and you see her coming out a bird feeder. Or a bird fountain slides to the side and she barrels up through it from underground and jumps into outer space. And you're right, she destroys the meteor pretty easily. But who's watching?
A guy named
It's an elderly Chinese man and a young Chinese man.
What was his name? Yindu Li?
I don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember his name, but they're at a factory. They're watching this on TV for some reason. I don't know why they have TV of Sunfire doing this. But he immediately goes, who is she? She's wonderful. And
it really too fast, though. I mean, it was just right away.
Oh, well, yeah, we'll get into this.
I like her. I like her.
Yeah, you know, so she's beautiful. And the old man goes, her beauty has nothing to do with it. We must seize her powers or something like that.
Man, that guy was grumpy the whole... He was just focused on one thing the whole time. He didn't change his mind once. He was just, we're doing this.
So, the old man is he's in charge of a company called Ichiban Electronics.
I thought it was Ichiban.
It's Ichiban. And, so he tells his son, go get Firestar. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll learn a little bit more about who that guy is. But first we cut to a carnival. And who's at the carnival?
It is kind of weird to go straight to a carnival. I don't know. It's just a little strange. But Peter is throwing balls at a... I don't really know what it was.
Well, he's at a carnival. He's at a booth where he's trying to knock over a Cupid doll or something. And he's with Aunt May, and even Spider-Man with his strength. This is kind of a joke because those carnival games are kind of rigged, so it's almost hard. it's almost impossible to knock over some of those toys. So even Spider-Man is unable to knock over, like the Cupid doll. And, so Aunt May and, well,
and then Iceman, Firestar, what are they doing?
Well, they go, they're separate. They're at the carnival. They're holding hands. We'll come back to that. That's very confusing. But, you see Iceman makes a snow cone for a little girl, like on the sly. Or maybe it's a little boy.
And then the popcorn.
And then, yeah, Firestar makes popcorn at the booth by putting her warm hand on the broken popcorn maker.
Yeah, you thought this was really funny.
Yeah, I thought it was cute. They're showing their powers in hidden ways and helping out carnival goers.
So then Aunt May, for some reason, decides, I want to go on a helicopter to sleep. And this was just really
well, weird. Yeah, she goes on a helicopter ride, which I guess this carnival is offering helicopter rides. But she decides she wants to take a nap on the helicopter. Very strange. So the helicopter goes up, and
then
what
we see the guy at the stage, the same guy that we talked about at the beginning.
The son of this.
Yeah. And he was basically saying a show about there were these robots, and the robots, he was basically just showing like a sword. I think it was a sword show.
Yeah, one of the...
Showing how strong the sword was.
One of the things this company, Ichiban Electronics, produces is robots, and they look very much like Transformers, which were just getting popular at the time. And these Transformer robots, they don't transform, but they kind of look like, you know, like Japanese type samurai style, but they're robots. And so while he's demoing that, doesn't he mess with the helicopter?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so suddenly the helicopter is in trouble. Spider-Man senses there's trouble, and Firestar flies up to go save the helicopter. And who appears?
Sunfire.
A male, almost a male version of Firestar, right? Mm-hmm. He has the same powers.
By the way, I forgot about the beginning when they went to a lab and they said that they needed to combine Firestar and Sunfire's fires.
Right. That's why he wanted powers. That's why he wanted to go get Firestar. So Sunfire and... Oh, and well, we forgot to mention. While Firestar and Iceman are watching the demonstration of the robots on stage, she is just swooning over this guy, the young Asian man.
Yeah, I know. A little much.
Who is he? He's so cute. And this is why she's holding hands with Iceman.
Yeah, I know.
What's going on there?
Cheating.
I guess. I mean, brazenly...
And then, of course, Iceman, like, hates her. He doesn't even comment to her.
Well, he can tell Iceman and Spider-Man are not impressed by this new guy.
Yeah.
So, Sunfire and Firestar save the helicopter, save Aunt May, who comes out of the helicopter and says, oh, that was a great nap. So she was napping the whole time.
And Peter's face, he was completely like, what?
Yeah, like, huh? You fell asleep the whole time? So
then I think he's like, can I go to work? Or no. Oh, no, he invites them to dinner. That's what happens. So she tells Aunt May, can he come to dinner?
Yeah, so they flirt during dinner, and he's showing off. Like, he shows... Spider-Man an Aikido move and dumps him on the ground, and that embarrasses Peter Parker. So clearly this guy is hot stuff.
And then this is the worst part.
Right. Literally.
He wants to go to work, and then Firestar literally says, can I go with you? He's going to work!
Well, he hears a noise that says, oh, I'm being summoned to the Ichiban Electronics, which is like, what? This company has a air horn that can summon him? But anyway... So she says, yeah, can I tag along? I'm like, what? You want to go to the office with him? I mean, she is really far gone with this guy.
Yeah, and then we get there, and he says, don't touch anything.
This is hilarious. Yeah, he wants to go to chat with his dad, who we suspect is off his rocker. And so Firestar is kind of wandering around the hallways of this company, You're right. He says, don't touch any. What does she do in 15 seconds? She touches like a monitor, or she turns on a TV and causes something to explode. I can't remember exactly.
And then the robot is like, what are you doing?
Yeah, robot appears, fires at her. So things go haywire.
And it's funny how he has no idea. Like, he's like, you should be looking around for Firestar, not flirting with this girl. But of course, that is Firestar. The dad says that. His daddy's like, you better not be flirting with her. We need Firestar. Which is a little bit weird. Why was he flirting with her? I mean,
they immediately hit it off.
I guess.
So Sunfire and Firestar start going around. And again, Sunfire is the male, this young Chinese man. He turns into basically the male equivalent of Firestar. He's got a red outfit, kind of like hers. It looks a little, like flames, I guess. And they go around, they save an airplane that's about to crash. There's this evil Knievel type scene where a guy is jumping a motorcycle across a canyon. That was big then at the time. Evil Knievel stunts.
So they're basically just showing her crazy things.
Well, and they're rescuing people. It's like a date. They're a superhero date. They're going out and they're saving people together.
So then what happens? I don't remember.
Well, they return, and...
Oh, yes, that's right. So, while they were doing that, Spider-Man and Iceman were like, this is a little too perfect.
Yeah, they're starting to get really jealous, so they go to the Ichiban Electronics factory.
And what I thought was really good was like, oh, this place seems fine. Like, this place doesn't seem weird at all.
Right, but they immediately fall down into a elevator shaft or something. Sunfire returns, and...
Well, before that, Spider-Man, just immediately, they find him, and Spider-Man immediately gets, they put headphones on him, and he's completely delirious. I think he's, like, sleepy.
Right, the old man, well, they get into a fight with Sunfire,
and... No, they get into a fight with the old man. Sunfire and Firestar were already out and about.
Right. After Peter Parker gets frozen by
this mysterious headset. Which is just pretty nuts. So bad. He literally gets it immediately.
Well, it's this electronic device that he puts on his head and he knocks him out.
Within 5 seconds, right. They get to
help. And he does the same thing to Iceman.
Well, Iceman actually the fight with escapes. Yeah, he escapes Iceman and then fights Sunfire.
Yeah, but then the headset comes on and he's out. So both those two get caught up.
And then Firestar comes and she's like, those are my friends.
Yeah, but here's the weirdest part. Did we get a...
No.
Yeah, we got a clip of this. Let's play the clip. For some reason, she agrees to... The old man says, if you join forces, we will be able to create a fire beast. So basically saying if...
Well, why would they want a fire beast?
Hold on. Let me finish. So basically saying if she gives up... Or if they join forces and use their powers together, they'll create a fire beast. So what were you saying?
Oh, I just said, why would they agree to this at all? I mean, why?
I know, she immediately agrees. I mean, she's just not thinking. She's so smitten with this guy that she's not thinking clearly.
All right, let's do this clip.
All right, let's see what the clip is. So there you go. I get it now. He promised that the world would have limitless energy. And boy, without asking any questions, she immediately agrees.
Yeah, I know.
To use her powers. Then all of a sudden she realizes Spider-Man and Iceman are being held captive. So she blew it.
And then they make this fire monster. Which one did he look like? I don't know.
He looked like... He almost looked like that one Scooby-Doo villain where he's just nothing but electricity glowing. But yeah, he looked like a basic giant Godzilla-sized ball of flame with eyes and a mean mouth.
But I didn't get why did he want this monster, this crazy guy?
Well, he basically was crazy, the old Japanese man, because he sets this fire beast free to go wreak havoc on the city, and this fire beast is just burning buildings, knocking down buildings, scaring people, and the old man keeps going, "Burn! Destroy!" There's no motivation whatsoever. Other
it's
than
just same old. It's just and how does Sunfire not even like?
How does he not know what's going on?
Yeah.
Is this the first time he's seen signs?
No, this is really just everyone's dumb in this episode, pretty much. Yeah. I mean, everyone's dumb.
Yeah, Sunfire's dumb for not knowing what's going on with his own dad. I mean, they've got this nuclear fusion thing. What is he thinking that's for?
Yeah,
I didn't know his dad was going crazy.
Yeah, I know.
And Firestar is just ridiculous for agreeing to this.
And she's like, he tricked you too. Like, he didn't get mad at her at all. Yeah, he didn't blame her.
And she didn't get mad at him.
Yeah.
So there they are. They have no powers because they've given all these powers to this fire beast. This fire beast is going nuts.
Oh, and thanks for giving that away. You kind of gave it away.
What?
Because you said fire beast earlier.
Well, it is a fire beast. So.
Well, no, I mean earlier when you weren't supposed to know.
Well, at one point, Uncle says, "Join me, and we will destroy the world." And this is where we see we're not certain throughout the show up until this point whether Sunfire, the young Japanese man, is bad or good.
I don't think he's bad. He's not trying.
No, he says, "Oh, my uncle is crazy. We've got to rescue Spider-Man, and Iceman," and they do that. And basically, they start figuring out ways to take down this fire beast, right?
Yeah.
They try various things, but ultimately what works is they make these giant balls of ice, lure the fire beast over there, melt the ice, and the flooded water puts out Firestar like a snuffed match. That's really it.
So wait, are you talking about the cleaning out the lakes?
Well, yeah, that's how they got the ice. They
And for a second, teamwork. I was like, "Why are they doing that?" And then I realized they're doing it because it's not like a fire beast would just run into the water, you know?
Right. They had to
trick him,
walk him into the lake. So they froze the lake into these towers of ice, and then suddenly melted them. And you know, ultimately, the fire beast wasn't that hard to take down.
Well, I mean, imagine in real life if you could actually get rid of a lake. Like, I just thought that would be pretty nuts. Like, if you could actually do that in real life, I mean, think about that.
Well, maybe you could put out forest fires that way. So.
Let's start with, I guess, let me just say overall, this is
wait, we gotta talk about the ending. So, they save the day, and they're back at their apartment, or
no,
their house.
No, at first it's Michiro, or whatever his name is. First of all, Firestar and Starfire.
He says I'm gonna send my uncle home to a hospital. So he's not going to jail. He's just going to the hospital.
But what doesn't make any sense is they kiss, and he looks exactly like Iceman.
Yeah, there's a weird kiss.
Like he looks like Iceman.
Right, but you can tell that their love is doomed because, you know, I don't know. Maybe they flew too close to the sun.
So then they come home, and this is the weirdest thing. You're like, "Oh, let's take her to a Chinese, or let's just take her to any place Chinese."
Yeah, that was weird. Yeah. So next day, you can tell Firestar is sad, and they want to cheer her up. They're talking about, "How can we cheer her up?"
But
Why don't we bring her to a Chinese place? First of all, I think he was Japanese. It was a mix of Japanese and Chinese. They never really got that straight. But that was so funny. They were going to try to cheer him up because he was Japanese by getting Japanese food.
Why?
Very strange.
And then
she brings out chopsticks.
Yeah, she tells the dog, bring the chopsticks.
Right, and they unveil the dish she served. And is it Chinese food?
It's pizza.
Ah, it's pizza. They don't need those chopsticks. Roll credits.
Let me just say this. This episode was really dumb.
Let's rate it. What's our rating? Let's give it chopsticks. On a scale of 1 to 5 chopsticks.
I mean, this is... It was dumb. I mean, would you agree with me? No.
I want to hear your rating.
I just think it's dumb, this episode. So I'm going to give it a 0 out of 5. Ooh. No stars.
Ouch. Wow. What a burn. Which is appropriate for this episode.
All right. This is the reason. All right. First of all, the love, way too fast.
They instantly fell in love. Although, the more I thought about this, I thought, well, maybe they fell in love so fast because they're basically both fire-related
people. I just don't think that. Another thing.
It was unconvincing.
Doesn't make sense. Why is the bad guy? He's making this reactor. And why is Sunfire not getting, like, why are you doing this? He doesn't get, like,
nobody asked any questions, yeah.
And then for some reason, Aunt May wants to go into a helicopter and nap? Makes no sense. Alright, and then here's another thing. Firestar, I mean, immediately, she never gets suspicious. She just accepts it.
Yeah, she was in love, and love is blind, so.
And then Spider-Man and Iceman, just all of them were really dumb, and I didn't like that.
They weren't even heroic. They were
smart, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they did one thing right. The rest of the time, Spider-Man and Iceman didn't really do anything.
Yeah, they're just getting on their headphones. Now,
she
did.
She saved some time, or saved some people, but... All right, I'll give it one chopstick.
Oh, one more thing. Yeah. Sunfire, completely boring. We do not need another Firestar.
Okay, you've spoken. Yeah, I didn't... I sort of like the idea... I'll give it one chopstick. If they had played out maybe more that he could have been evil... Because he did put Aunt May in danger. That wasn't very cool. I think that was his fault.
Unless he missed something. I don't know.
Yeah, I might have to watch that again to see if he caused that accident. But it sure was convenient that he showed up and saved the day. So that kind of made him a bad guy. If they'd made him a bad guy who was pretending to be good to get Firestar, that would have been really interesting. But ultimately, that storyline didn't play out.
And the old man, completely dumb. I mean, why is the old man there?
Well, the old man didn't have any motivation other than just being totally crazy and wanting to watch the world burn. So,
and this is like all villains. But most villains have a motive. Like, Green Goblin in the first episode, he wanted other people to be like him. Like, it made sense, you know? Like, he was angry at the world and he wanted everyone to look ugly. Like,
yeah, I mean, this old man had built a great company with all these super sophisticated robots. We forgot about the robots, by the way. They had a good fight with them. They have these laser, almost like Star Wars lightsaber type lasers, and there were some good battles there, but ultimately not one of the better episodes. I look forward to another good episode next week.
Alright, so my final, the question of the day is, yes. What is your favorite mutant?
Ooh, yeah, so, because he was a mutant.
So this would be the Starfire. X-Men, Cyclops, Beast, Storm, Wolverine, and I don't know who the other person is.
Oh, Starfire.
And then you got Wanda and Quicksilver.
Is Vision one?
No, okay. He's a robot. and then you got Iceman, Firestar, and Sunfire. So out of all those, who's your favorite?
You know, I don't know the X-Men universe very well.
You've heard of Wolverine.
I've heard of him, but I've never seen any of the movies, and I never read a comic book of his. So I'd go with Firestar. I don't know why she's on this list, and like Spider-Man isn't. I don't know what makes a mutant, but
I mean, it's basically
they're just born with it.
Yeah, they're just born with it.
Okay.
Like all the like Spider-Man, he wasn't born.
Who do you like?
Let's see. I would probably go with Iceman. Yeah, I think Iceman's pretty good.
Really?
No. To be honest, it'd be Wanda. Yeah, it'd have to be Wanda.
All right, Wanda's a little more interesting. She's got more interesting powers. It's not clear what her powers are, though. Sometimes she's super great.
Scarlet Witch, she is, what's the word? I think it's like telekinesis or something.
Yeah, sometimes.
She's more interesting in the comics. Just, you have to read the comics.
Well, WandaVision is a good show. If you haven't seen it, we're watching it and we're enjoying it.
Shout out to that. Sponsored by WandaVision, and we're also sponsored by
Disney Plus.
Pine Lake Pizzeria again. Oh, yes.
Thank you to Pine Lake for supporting our show.
Yeah, we've had some pizza today. So.
We did. Yes. That was delicious. Thank you for sending it down. All right.
So this is a pretty bad episode.
But I think the next one will be good.
Next episode is Swarm.
Oh, that's a funny one.
Swarm.
You'll find out what that is next week. All right, signing off. This is Mike.
This is Nick. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.